T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, it is 94 WIP. Miles Sanders is going to join us in a couple minutes. Look forward to talking to the Eagles running back, who, John, they barely used last night.
Now six carries.
Yeah, now you're facing a team that's historically bad at pass defense, so I'm sure that's why the Eagles loaded up with tons of passing plays. But, you know, Miles is obviously one of the better Eagle players, and they barely leaned on him last night. Six carries in the entire game. We'll talk to Miles Sanders coming up shortly. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Ed in Phoenixville. What's going on, Ed?
Hold on.
No problem, Ed.
Hi, how's it going?
Ed, hang on one second. I got to have you hang on because I hit a certain button. Let me bring you back. Ed, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
And I think the full line is, my time is a piece of wax falling on the termite. That is choking on the splinters. Whole different meaning, by the way. So I don't know. It's like trying to get my thoughts together here. But as much as I just want to – ride this thing out so we can draft Penei Sewell. I don't think we're bad enough. Are we bad enough to catch the Cincinnati Bengals? I mean, that's where my head's at right
maybe,
now.
Maybe the Bengals. Maybe the Bengals. They got 2 wins. The Eagles got 3.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow needs somebody to protect him. As you know, so I just where do we go from here? I feel so listless.
Well, remember this. So for what it's worth at the quarterback position, since he's probably not drafting a QB unless Burrow's injury is devastating. So, and I know you're talking about an O lineman, but I'm just, you know, for those that, you know, worry about them and a quarterback, that's a team you probably don't need to worry about. Anyway, go ahead, Ed.
Yeah. So, I just, you know, if we do happen to can Howie Roseman, can he take some of the dead money, like the Jake Elliott, Zach Ertz, Lane Johnson, Alshon Jeffrey with him, or is that sort of a package deal?
It doesn't work that way, but I get your point.
That'd
Look,
be wonderful.
I get it, man. The dead cap next year is going to be brutal. You know, you do wonder about whether they're just going to suck it up next year and just have a tremendous amount of dead cap and just say, we're going to stink anyway. Let's just get it all over with in 1 year. I don't know. It's an option.
Mm-hmm. You got to assume Howie's plan was just to renegotiate everything further down the line, you know, prior to next year. Like, you know, just kick that can down the road.
But we don't know
It would yield a very painful result for next year, but would it really be that much more painful than this?
Right. I mean, if you just say, look, we know we're going to go 4-12, we're going to cut everybody that needs to be cut, but we're going to have an incredible amount of dead cap. That could include Carson, $60 million. Like, we're just going to take it on the chin. Carson's gone, $60 million dead cap. Our team stinks. We go 3-13.
You know,
we turn the page.
In order for that to happen, it would require a different GM.
Oh, because no question.
That's giving in. You know, that's saying, okay, this was a failure, and I don't think Howie wants to do that. He probably wants to try to pull this out of the smoldering, flames of destruction.
Well, I agree.
Which I think is impossible.
Well, in part because it's predicated on what you're just talking about, of Howie's the decision maker, Howie saving his job this year, but then presumably his job would be on the line next year.
Right.
So that's a tough, you know, that's a tough go to be like, all right, job on the line. Yeah. All right, let's punt 2021 also.
Yeah, I don't think Howie can do it. Because of that reason exactly.
Let's go to Jay in South Philadelphia. Jay, you're on WIP.
Fellas. Going on, fellas.
Hi, Jay.
Man, this is so. I've been a fan of the Eagles since '99 when they made that draft
to
get Donovan. been a fan ever since. I'm not from Philly. I was born in the Virgin Islands, so we don't have a team. So I kind of, you know, saw him and fell in love with him in that order. So I don't remember a time we've been this bad, and it's just been really painful. So I'll just say one thing. The reason why I want Jalen Hurts in is so that Joe, you can understand what Richie is talking about. Like, Jalen Hurts I would almost feel bad for the kid because he will look so bad in this offense.
Right.
So that's the only reason. I just want Joe, you to just be proved wrong on what's going on. Now, Carson played horrible. Like, I think this is one of the games that I thought he played the worst because he missed so many people.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could have had three touchdowns.
Jay, let me ask you a question.
He missed him with the ball in the air. He missed him just even seeing him.
Yeah. Jay, I know your theory is, you know, Jalen Hurts would get banged around and he would struggle and he would stink. And I know what you're saying there. Let me ask you a question. Tell me what you think makes Jalen Hurts a better player in 2021. He plays not at all in the final five games, okay, or he plays the final five games. What makes him a better quarterback, Jay, for September of 2021?
I have an answer.
I think what makes him a better player is getting a good offensive coordinator and a quarterback coach.
All right, but that
building confidence.
That's what you're doing can work. Real quick,
You started saying – you started becoming an Eagles fan with the drafting of the 99 draft to McNabb.
Yeah.
You know McNabb got his butt kicked in 99, right?
Yeah.
Like, when he got in there – dude, do you know how bad the 99 Eagles offense was? It was horrendous. And Donovan was running for his life, and they were losing, and he was getting sacked. And you know what happened? Week one of 2000, they beat the Dallas Cowboys by about 30 points. And Donovan looked like a whole – different player.
Okay, so Joe, I get you. So I already know you want to give up. The reason why I'm not there is because I'm not ready to give up on Carson. Maybe I'll be there, but I'm not ready to give up on Carson. So that's why I'm not there.
Okay, well that's different.
Can we start a campaign to get Lewis Reddick as our GM? Can we do that? Like, because if we get this guy, I think we'll be turned around. He knows what he's talking about. I feel like he knows how to drive.
I like him, man.
Get him a job. Give him a job.
I like him. All right, Jay, we got you. And, Jen, I thought his commentary last night was sharp, man, because he was not holding back on Howie Roseman.
No.
At all. And that's rare.
I think he actually did hold back.
Yeah, not much.
Beg to differ.
For a national broadcast.
Pretty scathing.
For a national broadcast where a lot of these guys know each other, and obviously they know each other, I thought he took some pretty substantial shots at the Eagles general manager last night in that broadcast.
Well, the whole crew did.
Yeah,
they did. With good reason.
Yeah, but you don't normally hear it that
– You don't.
Laid out that much. You really don't.
No, you don't.
All right, let's go out right now on the Swartz Culleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Culleton at 800-JUSTICE. It was, unfortunately, another loss for the Birds. Miles Sanders last night only given the rock six times as a rusher by the Eagles, 15 yards. Couldn't really get it going. The Eagles offense struggles again. And we're hoping for better things from the Birds in the weeks up ahead. And joining us right now on the Swartz Culleton guest line is Eagles starting running back Miles Sanders. How you doing today, Miles?
I'm good.
Miles, have you ever gone through anything like this in football, man, where a team struggles this far into the season?
You like to say in high school. I mean, it happens. No.
What's the mindset, Miles, of you guys to try to turn this around?
Honestly, just going to see who's really, you know, in for it all, you know, who's it really for the team. And we just got to get back to work, you know, on Wednesday and, you know, get ready for Green Bay.
Miles, last night's game, I mean, it didn't look to me like there was any effort issues. I thought you guys played hard. It just, you know, couldn't execute. I mean, how do you, when you're out there, knowing the offense is struggling as much, especially in the first half, five drives to start the game, no first downs, why do you think that happens?
Like you said, it was just lack of execution, you know, throughout the whole game. You know, we felt like we struggled. We really couldn't get it going, get a rhythm. And this point of the season, this is not acceptable. So,
how frustrating is it to get six carries in that game?
can't say it's not frustrating, but I trust Doug and the whole offensive quarter, offensive staff, and the play calling and whatever it's called. I'm going to do my job regardless. So there's no frustration in that. So.
Did the Seahawks defense do anything that took you guys by surprise?
No, not really, honestly. It did exactly what we thought, really. Just lack of execution.
You know, the Eagles defense, those guys were out there playing with a lot of emotion early. You know, too much early because it yielded some penalties. But can the offense play with more emotion?
I think we do, honestly. I think we play, like you said, the effort's not noticed. I mean, the effort's there. We play hard every game. It's just we just don't finish, and we started off not good, and playing behind is just not good for us.
Hey, Miles, the play when the team had to take, I think it was the second time out of the first half last night. Well, it wasn't a play, never got off the ground, but Jalen Hurts was running off the field. Was that 12 guys on the field? What happened in that moment? Because Carson ultimately called the timeout. Were there going to be 12 guys on the field? What happened?
I honestly don't remember that play.
It looked to me like, you know, both quarterbacks were on the field, and then Hurts is running off. Clock's running down, and then Carson, of course, took the timeout. Miles, the drops. I know we talked to you about it last week. We see your reaction in the game. We know you're frustrated with yourself when you drop those balls. But, I mean, again, we got to ask you, how do you clean that up? I mean, two of them last night.
I got to get it right. That's all I got to say. I got to get it right.
Do you consider doing anything different right now in your personal preparation to try to get this thing turned around?
I'm doing as much as I can, honestly, throughout every period in practice. Catching with Carson, getting routes in with all the other running backs and receivers. After practice, whatever it is, you know, with Carson or Jalen. Like I said, it's basically just lack of execution by me, honestly. And I got to get it right.
Well, Miles, we wish you the best of luck, man. You personally, the team moving forward, 5 games to go. And as always, we do appreciate you being a part of the program today, man. Thanks so much, Miles.
Thank you.
Thanks, Miles. Stay healthy, man.
Sanders on the Swartz-Culleton guest line. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Phone calls up ahead. Reaction on a Tuesday to a Monday night, the latest debacle. It's just incredible. It's a recurring dream. It's a recurring nightmare. Every single game looks exactly the same. We'll continue to react on 94 WIP.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.